Hi, this question for Felicia Rogers, F-E-L-I-C-I-A-R-O-G-E-R-S, date of birth is 7-11-1961, date of accident 6-4-2022, date of service is 12-21-2022. The patient reports that she is here for a follow-up evaluation. Initially, she has allegedly been reported to be in an accident where she fell in 2021 at St. Agnes Hospital. After that, she has an motor vehicular accident that occurred in 2021, and her case is still open as a ongoing care by the agency AAA. In this accident, she was hit on the rear end of the car, which spinned her car and it hit into a median. She was able to win the lawsuit, and her care is still continuing. According to her, we do not have the information to confirm or deny. So she reports there is a lifetime coverage for her physical therapy and medical care. But she does report her pain level to be 10, and also 30% improvement is reported by the patient. And she reports in the ADL general activities affected 10, mood, walking ability, sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 9, work and relationship with other people is affected 8. In the system review, patient reports that she is suffering from difficulty sleeping, tension, poor performance and anxiety. No symptoms of TBI are reported. A patient denies any headache, dizziness, vertigo, double vision problems, memory problem, blackouts, seizures, or any confusion, disorientation. In the pain and numbness, patient suffers from pain in the neck and the lower back, mid-back, shoulders, as well as stiffness in the shoulder, neck, and the lower back. She reports of radiation of pain to both legs, front and back, and both arms, front and back. She also has a pain in the middle back. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, and incontinence of the bowel or stomach pains. The GI patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, potential painful urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, throat breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports there are no changes in the pain level. And only 30% improvement has been reported. No change in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss, or any other trauma reported. Current medications are substance abuse. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. The patient does not use any marijuana. Physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 162/100 and pulse is 79 and pulse of 99. The rest of the exam will be same from the initial visit of 10-24-2022, dictation number 1027-008. Kindly use the general review, musculoskeleton and extremities examination, as well as please use the diagnosis. So in the plan of care, it is as follows. The patient has alleges that she is a continuation of the automobile accident that occurred in 2021 as a lifetime award for injuries that have continued bothering her. She was involved in a rear-ending accident on a speeding car, leading to the injury of the neck and the lower back after her car spun and hit into a median. And her headaches are not very severe at this time, and no symptoms of other TBI are involved. The patient reported that her issues are more on the right side than the left, with radiation of pain to the right arm and right leg, and pain also is towards the more right side of the neck, right upper back, mid back, and right side of the lower back. The pain varies from 7 to 8. She also has a severe issue with the sleep and anxiety, and some days are good, some days are bad, and she attributes many of these symptoms to the accident that occurred on 2011. Patient report that she does have a 40% improvement, and in the ADL she reports general activity, mood, walking ability, work relationship with other people, sleep and enjoyment of life are still affected 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. In the system review, in neurology and psych, patient has absolutely no headaches or dizziness, vertigo, confusion, disorientation, blackout, vertigo, or any weakness, seizures, or double vision, or balance problem, denies any confusion, disorientation. Only mild anxiety is reported. In the pain and numbness, patient has a ongoing shoulder pain, neck pain, mid-back pain, upper back pain, and lower back pain, but nothing else. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of bowel or stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine frequency, painful urination or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient report there are no changes in the pain level, and there is no changes in the medically, surgically, patient weight loss or trauma. And pain medications are none. Substance abuse none, and compliance is the patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination, previous blood pressure is 184 over 102, pulse is 84, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam is same from the previous visit, which is dated 1027-008. The diagnosis will remain the same. The patient is being referred to Dr. Foster for further help with the primary care. She is being referred to chiropractor to further help with the evaluation and treatment, along with physical therapy, because she is being referred for further treatment. And MRI for cervical spine and lumbar spine has been ordered, since we cannot locate the old MRIs. According to her, this case is old by 20 years. We are also requesting the adjuster at AAA to inform us about the ongoing issues of her catastrophic injuries and coverage. Patient was provided Zoloft 50 mg, Buspar 10 mg for anxiety, hydroxyzine for anxiety, and Xanax on the last visit. This visit, no prescription has been provided, and we are waiting for confirmation from AAA. End of dictation. Thank you.